Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. Someone once told me they went to visit Reb Chaim Kanievsky for his son's bar mitzvah, and Reb Chaim asked him the following shaila: when is a person allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? What examples do we have? Now, I don't know if Reb Chaim asks this question to every bar mitzvah boy, but this is certainly a very interesting question, and becomes relevant because today's Daf, Masechet Shabbos, Samech Aleph, Amin Aleph, the Gemara tells us that a person is not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Even certainly according to the Mount Amar that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. It's not the proper time for Tefillin, but even if you hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, it still is Aser because you might take them off and carry it in Rishus HaRabim. But either way, be Paskin, you can't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. When would it be appropriate for a person to wear Tefillin on Shabbos? So I ask boys this when they put Tefillin on, when I'm at a Hanachas Tefillin, I ask them, when is a person allowed to wear Tefillin on Shabbos? So I am aware of two different examples. One of them is based on today's daf. One of the reasons why there's machlokas, why Shabbos is not lav zman tefillin. Why not? So some say one opinion in the Gemara is the Gemara Menachos tells us because it says in the pasuk, chukazos miyamim yamima, only certain days does one wear tefillin yamim velo Shabbos v'yamtiv, to the exclusion of Shabbos and yamtiv where we don't wear. And Rav Yasha points out, the Shagazari points out, that it sounds like there's an Issa deraisa, a lo sase, to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv according to this Mandamar. But according to a different Mandamar, it's because there's an os, that tefillin is an os. So during the week, we have the tefillin of an os. But on Shabbos and Yantiv themselves serve as an os, and therefore there's no need for another os on tefillin. With tefillin. So Shagatari says, according to this mandamer, there is no iser to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but one doesn't anyway. There's only an iser midirabbanim. So if it's based on os, there's a Chumash Hadeshin that says, let's say a person doesn't have a bris mila, because his older brothers, let's say, had a mila and they died. So we said then the younger brother shouldn't get it, it's too dangerous. So he lives his life without a mila. So he doesn't have the os of mila. So according to him, he says, every single day the Indian is to have two osos. So on the weekday, we have the osa bris, and we have the osa tefillin for a regular person. On Shabbos, you don't need tefillin because you have the osa bris, and you have the osa of Shabbos. So you and I, everyone else who has a bris mila, so we don't need three osos on Shabbos. We have Shabbos and mila. There is no need for an osa of tefillin. But the Chumash Hadeshin says, if a person doesn't have the osa of a bris, so then he only has one os on Shabbos, that's the os of Shabbos, he needs a second os, and he should wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's one example where a person would wear tefillin on Shabbos if he doesn't have a mila. Now the Beit Yosef quotes the Chumash Hadeshin and says we don't paskin this way. But there is another example, and that's found at the end of Maseches Erevin, we'll get to in a number of months from now, and we'll learn this hopefully together. But there the Gemara says, let's say a person finds tefillin outside, and you can't carry it. There's no Erev, you're not allowed to carry it. And it's certainly a bizayon for the tefillin to be outside someplace. So then a person can wear the tefillin until he brings it to a safe place, because then it's going to be viewed as a tachshit, as clothing, not carrying, and this way you can bring it to a safe place.